You're going soft, Mamu, letting your niece win like that. Mama pulls a silk scarf around her for protection from the few remaining mosquitoes, most thankfully blown off course by the sea breeze. It's humid on the veranda as the crickets warm up their vocal runs against the orange glare of a large setting sun beyond the ocean. Mamu gathers up playing cards from the table, shuffling like a pro and passing them to Nana.
I'm not, he says. She beat me fair and square.
Did I tell you about when he was a boy and used to cheat at cards? Thought I didn't notice, but I always did, says Nana,
cutting the pack and passing them back to Mamu. She looks at me sternly for a moment, waggling her finger as she speaks, before snatching up her share of the freshly dealt cards.
You're just trying to distract me, I say in protest, my own card sticking against my skin in the humidity.
You forget, I know all your tricks.
I watch her closely as she pulls the cards to her chest, pointed finger skipping over each one in turn.
Aha, aha, aha,
she mutters thoughtfully, and I try to work out from her expression whether it's a sign of a terrible hand or a winning one.
Whose go is it?
Nana asks gruffly, still giving nothing away.
Mine, Nana. Now just hold your horses. I'm still sorting my cards.
Do you know what I heard?
Nana says, waiting for me to get organized. Oh, God, here we go. Another one of Nana's stories.
Well, according to Mary,
our busybody neighbor,
that young fool, you know, the one that challenged me son, well, Mary says he only went and proposed to that girl.
Nana raises that finger in the air, a look of disbelief on her face.
And she accepted him.
Mamu takes a sip of rum, ice clanking against the sides of the glass. A perfect ring of condensation left on the table. It actually looks quite arty. We could always sell it for a few million. Mamu looks genuinely pleased.
Well, I never. Good luck to him.
Engaged, huh? What game are we playing anyway?
Nana probes.
All fours, don't you remember?
I answer, unsure whether she's having me on or being serious. Nana grins.
Of course I remember. I was just testing. You know, in case we've all forgotten in the time it's taken to sort out your cards. I don't got a lot of minutes left at my age. Got to use them wisely. Perhaps you can hurry up a bit, instead of wasting time gossiping about the neighbours.
Me? Gossiping? I'm about to protest, remembering this is precisely what Nana wants, to distract me. Sly Nana. Very sly. Annabelle and Robert laugh at me so hard that I'm seasick just staring at the screen as they bob up and down on the monitor.
That's your problem, bud, right there, says Robert.
You know how Robert and I got together, don't you? Says Annabelle. And of course I know. I've heard the story 1,000 times. Annabelle was a waitress at an event, Robert in his military uniform, and their eyes met over a tray of canapé. Instant love. That's the short, romantic version, says Annabelle.
No, I mean before that. We liked each other immediately, but you never make the chase that easy. You've got to play it smooth, like you don't care, not interested. You know, hard to get.
Robert pats Annabelle on the back, laughing as he recounts the details of their first meeting.
You were really mean to me as well,
Robert says to Annabelle as she smiles at him. Oh, I manage. So what you're saying is I need to pretend like I'm not interested.